time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A federal judge in California ordered the Trump administration on Tuesday to keep in place the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, which protects undocumented immigrants who entered the country as children from deportation and allows them to work legally while a lawsuit proceeds.
A possible reprieve for 700,000 illegal immigrants in the U.S. and a wrench in President Trump's hopes for an immigration and a budget deal. A federal judge in San Francisco temporarily blocked a move by the Trump administration to end a program called DACA. The Obama-era program granted legal status to live and work to undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. But the Trump administration in September announced that program would end. That put pressure on Democratic lawmakers to reach a deal with Republicans to protect DACA recipients, also called Dreamers. Trump suggested a trade-off that would grant Dreamers legal status in exchange for Democratic votes for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border and an immigration law overhaul. Some Democrats have said they would vote against a government funding bill unless DACA was extended. But the court ruling late Tuesday could change those negotiations. The University of California sued to keep DACA protections in place, and a judge ruled that the government must continue to renew DACA recipients' status while the litigation proceeds through the courts. The judge also said he believed the plaintiffs would be able to prove the government's move to end DACA was arbitrary. The Department of Justice argued DACA amounted to presidential overreach and that this administration sought to wind it down in an orderly fashion. The DOJ said it plans to, quote, vigorously defend its position.
The cameras were in the cabinet room and rolling for 55 minutes on Tuesday afternoon as the president met with congressional leaders of both parties in a vigorous discussion on immigration and DACA. At one point, Senator Dianne Feinstein suggested a clean DACA bill was the way forward, a point Trump seemed to agree with until House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy jumped in.
What about a clean DACA bill now? And with a commitment that we go into a comprehensive immigration reform procedure like we did back, oh, I remember when Kennedy was here, and it was a great disappointment that it went nowhere.
I have no problem. I think that's basically what Dick is saying. We're going to come out with DACA. We're going to do DACA, and then we can start immediately on the phase two, which would be comprehensive.
Would you be agreeable to that?
Yeah, I would like to do that. Go ahead. I think a lot of people would like to see that. But I think we have to do DACA first.
Mr. President, you need to be clear, though. I think what Senator Feinstein's asking here, when we talk about just DACA, we don't want to be back here 2 years later. You have to have security, as the Secretary would tell you.
But I think that's what she's saying.
I think you're saying DACA without security. Are you talking about security as well?
Well, I think if we have some meaningful comprehensive immigration reform, that's really where the security goes. And if we could get the DACA bill, because March is coming and people are losing their status every day.
By the end of the meeting, the president made it clear he'd sign whatever Congress puts in front of him.
There should be no reason for us not to get this done. And Chuck, I will say, when this group comes back, hopefully with an agreement, this group and others, from the Senate, from the House, comes back with an agreement, I'm signing it. I mean, I will be signing it. I'm not going to say, oh, gee, I want this or I want that. I'll be signing it because I have a lot of confidence in the people in this room that you're going to come out with something really good.
As cable news was showing the tape of that meeting, the news broke that Senator Dianne Feinstein had unilaterally decided to release the transcript of Fusion GPS co-founder Glenn Simpson's interview with the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Senator Dianne Feinstein of California released the testimony against the wishes of committee chair Republican Chuck Grassley.
I don't know. I think people are entitled to know what was said, and the lawyers also wanted it released. I see no problem with releasing it. What we're trying to do is keep some investigation going on, and I don't think it harms it at all. I mean, we're looking for information, and whoever can provide it, that's useful.
Feinstein's unilateral move comes just days after Grassley, without the full committee's backing, referred the author of this dossier, the former British intelligence officer named Christopher Steele, to the Justice Department for a criminal investigation. Today, a spokesperson for Grassley issued this statement about Feinstein's action, saying it, quote, undermines the integrity of the committee's oversight work and jeopardizes its ability to secure candid, voluntary testimony relating to the independent recollections of future witnesses.
Feinstein's action comes alongside an effort by Republicans to discredit the dossier as a politically motivated document that the FBI has relied too heavily upon in its investigation. Feinstein sought to push back against that perception and to bolster the FBI's credibility. Federal judges on Tuesday ordered that North Carolina's congressional districts be redrawn, concluding that the GOP-crafted maps amounted to gerrymandering. One of the judges said that the state officials drew a map with the, quote, intent to subordinate the interests of non-Republican voters and entrench Republican control of the state's delegation. I got the- And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I truly can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.